When Joan and I set out to launch Global Goods Partners, it was this in mind. It was how do we, with our expertise in international development, grassroots community development, bring women, especially the most marginalized and their families, into the global economy, and in doing so, help strengthen their capacity to continue to provide employment to other women and bring benefits to the whole family and community.
Welcome to Mindful Businesses, presented by Sarani, and I'm your host, Vidya Iyer. In our podcast, we bring to you brands which are mindful in their practices and processes. A mindful business adopts and employs sustainable social, economic, and environmental practices. Today, we have with us Joan Shiffrin and Catherine Cimone, co-founders and co-presidents of Global Goods Partners, Buy Handmade and Change Women's Lives. They join us today from New York City. Welcome, Joan and Catherine.
Thanks, Vidya. We're happy to be with you.
Thank you so much.
Global Goods Partners is first of its sorts for mindful businesses. You're a different brand compared to the other brands we have featured. You are a registered 501c3 nonprofit organization, whereas the other brands on our shows have been for-profit brands. Can you tell me how you both met?
We met years ago. We were both students together, and we went to graduate school together and remained friends for many years while we each pursued different directions professionally. We found ourselves both working in the field of international development, which is what we studied, international economics and development. And at a certain point, we were working on some of the same projects as grant makers. We were involved with same groups overseas, mostly working in the global south, and we were visiting some of the same projects. And the thing that we noticed and what sort of turned our attention to start Global Goods Partners was that there was a lot of attention being paid by grant makers and different organizations to education and to social development. And we really felt that what was missing was a focus on economic development, income generation. And while that, of course, was something that different organizations and large NGOs were working on, we saw from a very grassroots level that we felt like we could make a difference. And that difference had to do with trying to bring market access to some of the groups that we were working with. We saw women around the world creating beautiful handcrafted products. There was, in some cases, a small local market, but we felt like they not only the products deserved an international market, but that the benefit that could come from connecting them would be an important piece economically for the women and their families.
Catherine, tell me what your inspiration was. Like, did Joan come and ask you, hey, let's do this? Or was it your idea? Who came up with the idea?
Well, I think we both sort of were at a point in our careers where we wanted to focus on this, as Joan said, on economic empowerment of women. And it was one summer when we were hanging out, and I said, well, you know, we can do this. We have the background, and we know how to work in, you know, developing economies, and we have colleagues who live overseas, but we've worked with so many colleagues at the grassroots level. So we both thought about it and came up with a very basic business plan and what it would take to really begin an organization. And we have learned a lot over the last 14 years, but it was a combination of where we were in our careers and with our respective foundations and international development organizations that we were working with.
So which was the first country you started? And you started 14 years ago, so about 2005?
We had a handful of countries that we started with, and those were places that we had both worked and visited extensively and had connections with primarily women-led community organizations that had a strong income generation piece to the work that they were doing. So they were led by women's rights activists and maybe working in the field of healthcare, but then also had this income generation project in the craft sector that was doing very well. And in visiting the community, and this happened to both Joan and I, when we would go in the field and meet with our respective grantee partners, we would receive a beautiful handcrafted gift. And then we would ask, who made this gift? And are you selling these beautiful products, either hand-woven or embroidered product or knitted product? And then we would find out that, in fact, they were trying to market the product, but really needed a lot of guidance, that they weren't earning fair living wage, they weren't pricing their products adequately. So we started in just a handful of countries with a handful of community organizations and cooperatives, and it grew from there.
Which was the first country?
Cambodia.
Was there a first, or was it a bunch of countries?
It was a bunch of countries. I guess it wasn't
Uganda.
Just, yeah, but you think that was the first, though?
this is Joan. When we were working on our business plan, we felt like we had to start with a collection of products. And so we looked at projects that we knew well, and it was an assortment. So we had a project, as I recall, we worked with a group in Cambodia, Friends International, I believe.
And the Artisans Association of Cambodia working with silk scarves. And then in Uganda with hand-painted greeting cards and note cards. We also worked in South Africa with a community of beaders making beautiful beaded bowls and ornaments. So I would say there was probably half a dozen groups that we launched all together, so a number of countries.
I don't want to get ahead of ourselves, but our thought was we would make products available on the web.